sleep too.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know how recently people in the Republican Party, the leadership, have tried to rewrite history? Rewrite the history of January 6th? Write it as, oh, well, bunch of tourists, bunch of the fellas letting off some steam. Ron Johnson said, our senator, sadly, said, I would have been scared if it were Black Lives Matter, but these are a bunch of fellas letting off some steam. They love the cops. Wrong. They beat up the cops, punched them in the belly and the jaw, dragged them down the stairs. 17 are still on disability. Black Lives Matter. People march peacefully. My nieces marched in it. I marched in a Black Lives Matter thing. I think that it's that was a necessary response to the George Floyd murder. But, okay, the Republicans are trying to rewrite history. Well, they should learn from the master, and the master are the Chinese. And this is incredible to me. I'm going to give you a little quick Chinese history. Xi of China has now ordered that all textbooks in China change the following account of what happened in an event in the Korean War. Okay. The event that actually happened in the Korean War was the Chinese went in to help the North Koreans fight the United States and the UN allies. Mao Zedong's oldest son was killed. Mao Zedong, for those of you too young to remember, is this iconic leader of China for decades, going back to the 1940s when he fought with Chiang Kai-shek. Chiang Kai-shek was ultimately driven off to Taiwan, and they put in Chinese communism, and Mao Zedong was, in effect, a Chinese communist emperor is what he was. But he's revered. It's almost a theological thing. His picture's all over the place. Xi, trying to, you know, gussy up his own approvals, frequently has his picture and Mao Zedong's picture posted together. Now, but here's what he did. Mao Zedong's oldest son was killed in an airstrike in the Korean War. And the textbooks for the last, because it happened in 1950, so the last 70 years, had the facts is that what happened was he was hungry. He fired up a stove to make egg fried rice, honest to God. And when he did that, one thing you don't do in a war zone is show any light, any fire. And he attracted a fire and was killed. That seemed to cheapen him, that he was whumping up himself a mess of egg fried rice. So Xi decided to elevate him. And they decreed from now on, all textbooks will have this account of it. Mao Zedong's oldest son heroically went in North Korea to fight the invaders, as they put it. And unfortunately, his negligent commanding officer had radio transmissions coming from the CO's headquarters. And they homed in on that and therefore killed the heroic Mao Zedong's oldest son. Not that the guy had a Jones for egg fried rice. You know, not that the guy was an idiot who decided when there are people out there looking to shoot him, he thought, well, it'd be great. I'll just light up the stove. See, that's the way that the pros do it. And it's very, very sad. It used to be that all the Chinese would do is if somebody was in disfavor, they'd Photoshop him out of a picture. So they'd show a picture of Communist Party officials and suddenly there'd be a gap. They just Photoshop the guy out. On the other hand, a guy might be on the way up and they Photoshop him in. So it's like, hey, how did your picture get in there? I thought you were 1,000 miles away. This is what they do. There's absolutely no credibility to anything that China publishes in its press or anywhere else. But this is a real low. Come on. For 70 years, you say, hey, the guy was hungry. He fired himself up a mess of egg fried rice and cost him his life. And now he's heroic. Why? Because his commanding officer was an idiot. This is the kind of stuff they do. This is the kind of stuff Republicans do. They gotta stop it. I'll tell you, some emails have surfaced, and very disturbing emails. Turns out that, remember that crooked William Barr stepped down as attorney general after Trump lost the election, but before Biden was sworn in, sometime at the end of December. And that's very rare. You know, guy's attorney general, why do you step down? I mean, you got 3 weeks to go. What the heck? Turns out he stepped down because Trump was going to order him to set in motion the Department of Justice to overturn the election. And he chickened out. Instead of standing up to Trump, he quit. And the guy that was put in, the deputy, is Jeffrey Rosen, who turned out to be a lot more gutsy than Barr. And here's what happened. Trump sent emails to Jeffrey Rosen right after Barr stepped down. And an hour before Trump even announced that Barr had stepped down. And he attached some fake documents that he said showed fraud in Michigan. Rosen said, wait a minute. Those documents were given to a federal judge and they were told they were fake. They don't do what you say they did. And a federal judge threw out a lawsuit based on them. And then Trump had somebody, I assume his minions in the White House or somebody, actually draft a brief with Rosen's name on it that he wanted Rosen to file in Michigan to allege fraud. The idea is that if the attorney general files something in court, the court has to pay attention to it, alleging fraud, that sends a lot of doubt through the country. And his whole reason for being, all of Trump's objectives, were to just delay January 20, just delay Biden, keep Trump into February, March. And the longer he's in, the more plausible it seems. Well, what the hell, let him have four more years. That's how bad it was. Jeffrey Rosen stood tall. He said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not signing that brief. But one of the things they did do, which really bothers me, is even though he stood tall, nevertheless, Trump's emails were sent on to the U.S. attorney in Michigan without comment. Look at it. The problem with that is you get a U.S. attorney who wants to be a federal judge someday. You get a U.S. attorney who needs the job. And the president, a thing from the president is sent to him. He could have made a mistake. He could have opened an inquiry himself. Instead, he stood tall too. There are a lot of instances where Republicans stood tall. Jeffrey Rosen, the U.S. attorney in Michigan, the guy in the elections commission in Michigan, it was 3-3. And he's a Republican. And he went to give the vote to say, Biden got it, even though I voted for Trump. These people are heroes. And he got death threats. And he finally quit, by the way, after that. And what did crooked Kevin McCarthy do? Kevin McCarthy ginned up over 140 House members, Republicans, to vote to delay the certification after January 20, keep Trump in while we, quote, look at it, end quote. And they'd take a couple of years to look at it. And then by then Trump would say, well, just give me the rest of the 2 years. This is the sneaky way they did it. Do not think that this can't happen. It did happen. And the only thing that saved us were Republicans who were stood tall and said, no, Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, no, I voted for Trump. And Brad Raffensperger is no good. I mean, he's the guy that threw people off the voting rolls, but he did stand up. He did stand up and he got death threats. And his kids got death threats. And they said to his wife, we're going to kill you and your family very slowly. People got to go to jail for this. People got to go to jail for this. And Kevin McCarthy and his ilk got to get thrown out of the Congress. We've had a great show, great call in today. Don't have time to go through all of the program. You got a great program, but one of them is my friend Earl Ingram doing a 4-hour special this afternoon, the 3 hours of Devil Radio. Mike Crute will introduce him, and it's going to be a great show on Juneteenth Day. On Juneteenth Day, the day that enslaved people in Texas learned that they were free. A wonderful day, now a federal holiday, signed into law by Joe Biden. Be sure to tune in 2 o'clock, Devil Radio, for Earl Ingram special on Juneteenth Day. That's it for Matt Flynn Direct. Have a good weekend. Back on Monday, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.